Okay, welcome to my channel. Please hit the like button and the subscribe button. Okay, so today I'm going to talk about this. I think everybody is talking about this, but I hear a lot of wrong noises and I hear a lot of misconception, a lot of like rumor, a lot of anti-kopitiam talk that is wrong. Okay, so I want to clarify a few things. Is this a cooling measure? I don't think this is a cooling measure. Okay, why? I'm going to explain to you. This is a change of system. Okay, so I'm going to explain to you this very, very carefully. Okay, step by step, I'm going to explain to you. So I feel that this is because the title is very misleading. Okay, why? Because on CNA, the title is minimum occupancy period for EC doubled, first time quota priority expanded. Then on Straits Time, the title is Executive Condo MOP Extended to 10 Years. That's all. Actually, if I were all these news agency, I will write change of EC system. Okay, why? Okay, I'm going to explain to you. Okay, first of all, I think one very important thing is today, if you are staying in the EC or you bought a brand new EC that haven't take key, or already going to take key, or just take key, or you bought a second-hand EC, this has nothing to do with you. Let's clarify this first. This has nothing to do with you. That's rule number one. Rule number two, the next five launches, if I'm not wrong, there's five more launches for new EC that is not going to be affected by this. That's very important because the ECs that are affected by this, right, is only the tender that is closed after Friday, I think, or something like that, which the next 5 EC, or if you ask me, EC for this year, brand new EC, we're talking about brand new EC for this year, and maybe second half of next year will not be affected. Okay, so along the way, when all this EC launch happen, they will confirm advertise things like, for example, EC new launch not affected by new ruling, or EC new launch 5 years MOP only, EC new launch with deferred payment, you know, they will start to say all these things. Why? Because they're not affected, Okay, so I first want to tell you why this is a change of system, why I feel that the government did this, and there's a lot of repercussion to this whole thing. Okay, so if you ask me, I feel that this is correct. This is like the abolish of DBSS. Because things has gone in, maybe throughout the years, things has changed, you know, and the demographics has changed. So the government did this change. So I feel that this change is necessary, is good, and I'm going to explain to you why. First, I want to tell you, if you watch my last video, because I did a video on EC, okay? And in this video on EC, I think it's a few weeks ago. I'm going to leave it in the comments. The reason why I want to say is because in that video, right, I did mention a very important point. And that point actually comes back to why this system is being changed. The video is maybe, I think, maybe in March or April, I'll find the video and put there, okay? I'm going to tell you why now, okay? It's very important. Sorry for dragging this whole thing, it's because this whole thing, I need to really explain clearly and slowly so that you get the correct information, okay? So it's not just like, oh, MOP changed from 5 years to 10 years. It's not. It's totally not. If you ask me, this thing is not a big deal, okay? So everybody knows the MOP changed from 5 years to 10 years. We're not going to talk about this anymore. This 5 years to 10 years is very simple. It's like prime and, is it prime and what? There's one plus, prime and plus housing in BTOs. Because the prime and plus housing already changed to 10 years, only the normal standard BTO is 5 years. So now the government is trying to categorize brand new EC into prime and plus housing. Okay, this is why MOP changed to 10 years. So this is only for those ECs that may only sell in 2027, second half of the year. So first, let's go into the important details, okay? So buyer of this EC need to fulfill MOP before they can rent out the whole unit or sell to a Singaporean or PR. That one everybody know already. Then they will only privatize after 15 years. So instead of the 10-year mark, they change to 15 years because MOP changed to 10 years. Okay, the important thing come already. This sentence over here, where on the CNA, I use the CNA article because the CNA article is a little bit more detailed. The CNA article says currently developer must reserve 70% of the EC unit for first time family during the first month of the project launch. This is what we call the second timer quota. The first month there's a second timer quota. So first month, once second timer quota hit 30%, they cannot buy. Only the first timer can continue to buy. Then the second month onwards, the second timer can continue to come in and buy. Okay, then there's no more quota. But over here, they say this quota will be increased to 90% and the priority period will be extended to 2 years. Okay, this is very important. If you look at it like that, you think that, oh, just change to 2 years law instead of first month and then from 70% to 90%. That's not correct. That's not correct. Okay, why? Because this quota changed to 90%. And priority extended to 2 years means that in a new EC launch next year, let's say end of the year, December, that EC launch, okay, they can only sell the, on launch, they can only sell 10% to second timer, which is very, very, very little. Imagine this condo, this EC is 500. You can only sell 50 units to second timer, okay? Then, the remaining 90%, okay, is for first timer for 2 years. Okay, why the government want to do this? First, I want to help you understand why the government want to do this. Because the government do this, because they took away deferred payment scheme. So there's no more deferred payment scheme. There's no more pay 20% down payment, then no need to take a loan, then wait until later, then take a loan. There's no such thing anymore, okay? Everybody go for NPS, normal progressive payment, pay their installment, okay? Pay their installment. So first, I want to explain to you this. Why the government increased to 90% and extend to 2 years? The reason is very simple. Because the government wants to give priority to first-timer to buy, okay? They give priority to first-timer to buy for the first 2 years. Reason being very simple. If they don't set this to 2 years, okay, they set this to 3 years or 4 years or 5 years, the developer will be in trouble. Because with this quota being set, priority extend to 2 years. And then no more deferred payment scheme. He's trying to tell the buyers that if today you have a property on hand, okay, if you watch my last video, I did say that a lot of these buyers nowadays, they are new citizens. I got nothing against this. I just want to explain this in a very educational way and help you understand the theory. This is, and also a disclaimer, I may be wrong, but this is the theory that I trying to put all the puzzle together. I don't think the government will announce this kind of theory openly, but this is what I feel. This is what I feel. So disclaimer, I may be wrong. Because the last few launch, right, we saw a lot of new citizen. New citizen means that they just became a Singaporean. They never use their housing grant, buy BTO. They never use all these subsidies before. So they are considered first timer. So a lot of them is staying in a HDB flat. Okay? So they buy the property under first timer, yet they took a deferred payment scheme. Why? So that because they are paying installment for their current HDB flat. The EC that they buy, okay, they take deferred payment scheme so they don't need to pay installment. So they only pay installment on one property. The other one, they take deferred payment. Okay? Now, for this group of buyers, if they have a HDB flat, they are still under first timer, they can buy. But they have to take progressive payment scheme, meaning that instead of last time they take deferred payment, they take one property, they pay, they take the second one, they still have to pay. So they have to pay two installments together. Okay, so it makes it harder for them to buy. That's number one. Number two, if they take a NPS, they take a normal progressive scheme, okay? It means that there is no more deferred payment bridging loan. Listen, there's no more bridging loan. So, actually, if you ask me, right, this rule is beautiful and amazing because it makes all the buyers that coming to buy EC understand one very simple thing. You need to have enough money to pay all the down payment. Okay, so nothing changed. We all know that the loan calculation is still very little. So the loan calculation may be only 40% or 50%, or maximum I see most of the buyers is 60%. Very hard to get 75% for a brand new EC loan, okay, on an NPS. So now if they have 50% loan, they must have down payment 50%. Means they haven't sell away their HDB flat. They must have 50% down payment ready to pay. And they must also be ready to pay two installments together. Okay, guys, they have to pay two installments together. Is it very difficult for them to buy? It is. So it's very difficult for those buyers that never take any subsidies before. They are first timer. Okay, but they already have a house. Okay. They want to buy an EC and they are still a first timer. It's very hard for these buyers to buy. They need a lot of money. So who are the people that can buy all this property? If you ask me, it becomes very little. Most of these buyers today, they have to be first timer, correct? Because the second timer quota is very low. So we don't want to talk about second timer. We want to talk about what the government wants to target, what the government is trying to do, why the government want to change this EC system. This is a total change of system, okay? It's not just changing the MOP, take away this. No, it's a total change of system. So now, right, today, if I have the money to buy a BTO flat, and I also have the money to buy an EC. And this is the kind of buyers. Means I don't have a property now. Or I'm renting now. And I'm a first timer. I'm a young couple. I'm coming to buy the brand new EC. Then it's okay, ma. I buy brand new EC. I take normal progressive payment. If I got a lot of savings, I can pay the down payment. Good for me. I pay the installment. It's okay because I'm not holding onto a property now, ma. You know, so they are trying to make this scheme very, very, very similar to BTO flats. You understand, guys? It's trying to make this scheme very, very similar to BTO flats. Before that, our brand new BUC EC scheme is totally different from BTO flats. A lot of people that buy the EC last time, the brand new EC last time, they always already have a house. So they will take a deferred payment bridging, okay, in order to buy two houses at one time, okay, so that they don't need to go and sell this and then buy this. They can hold on to this, take a bridging loan, then no need to pay installment also, then continue to wait until the EC finish. Once the EC take key, they will sell this away, pay this amount, and then they move in. Very beautiful transition, okay. It doesn't work anymore because the government has taken away the deferred payment scheme. And the government has set this first-timer quota to 90% and 2 years. Okay? So the government gives 2 years to all these people that is like BTO buyers to go in and buy the EC first. After the first 2 years, the government is opening this to second-timer. Again, if you are second-timer today, you enter after the first 2 years, okay, to buy. Again, you cannot take deferred payment. So you need to have enough money to pay the down payment and pay two installments. Unless you are a second timer that already sold away your HDB flat and don't have a house to stay. Okay, this second timer can sell away private property or not? Can. If you sell away for more than 30 months, then you can come and buy. Okay, so this scheme is very well protected. If you just sell away for 10 months, 1 year, 1.5 years, sorry, you're not eligible to buy brand new EC. Okay? So the people that is the second timer, they must be able to pay the down payment while having a house and pay two installments. It's going to be very, very expensive. It's going to mean that you need a lot of money. Okay? Don't have that money, very simple. walk the route like a new launch. Okay, why do I say walk a route like a new launch? Because new launch buyer, same thing. In order to avoid ABSD, they sell away their current place, they buy a brand new new launch, they go and rent, then at the same time they pay the installment. So it's going to be like this for EC. People will sell away their HDB flat, go and rent, okay, then go and buy a brand new EC, then pay the installment. This is the only way to buy a brand new EC. It's going to be very, very tough. You know, how many people will make that move? And this will also help to move the rental market. Unless the buyer that sell away their house, go to the parents' house to stay, or go to the friend's house to stay, or don't want to rent, no need to rent. Then it's okay. But most of the people will still need to rent. So I will say that the government give this priority for 2 years is also not to kill the developers. Because the developers have to sell everything within 5 years. If not, they will incur ABSD. So by doing this, the developer will only have 3 years more to sell to everybody. You ask me, I tell you the EC sales BUC is going to drop. I mean those that have this new scheme, not the old scheme. Old scheme, I feel that it will still be the same. It will still do as per what it is doing today. It will still be okay. Okay, it will still be okay because there's still 4 to 5 more launches to go. You ask me, this is like a early announcement. Is it a big thing today? Is this like, jialat, you know, it's going to affect the market immediately? It is not. Because the government announced this today is to tell you that they want to change the system. Totally. Okay, totally. So you have to understand this very, very correctly. Okay. Next, the ministry announced that developer no longer offer a deferred payment scheme. Okay, this is very, very important. So everything is going to be very, very difficult. Okay, he said this new measure will apply to all EC GLS sites with the tender closing date on and after Friday. So I'm correct. I read this somewhere. On and after Friday, which is today or tomorrow. So any EC land that is confirmed, like for example, I know there's a Bukit Panjang or Sembawang or Woodlands or somewhere in the last few, already going to launch in the next few months or in the next 1 year, they are not affected by these new measures. Okay, they are not affected by these new measures. Next, they did say this thing. They say that in 2020, about half of EC buyers were first timer. Okay, in 2020, but this dropped to between 30 to 40% in 2024 and 2025. So mostly second timer come in already. Okay, then next, he writes that from 2021 to 2025, among ECs that's transacted in the open market, 75% were sold within 5 years after MOP and up to 45% over the preceding 5 years period. So actually, a lot of people earn a lot of money because they buy an EC 5 years later, they sell away. If you ask me, it's really earn a lot of money lah. Because if you watch my video, I always encourage you all to buy EC mah. Because EC is bao jia one, sure earn money one. Okay, this is the first part of the whole video. The video is very long. It's already 80 over minutes. But I want to compress everything here so that you understand. The second part is the government say this. Okay, Mr. Chi said, we also hope this will result in developer reducing their bids and the price of their EC. You get it? You all get it or not? The government wants to make it very, very difficult for the developer to sell the EC. And in contrast to this, the government is trying to say that if we set up all these rules and EC is going to be difficult to sell, then less developers will want to bid for the land. And if less developers will want to bid for the land, we hope that the price of EC will drop. Okay? So you see, this is a big thing, because this is like how the government set up the plus housing and the prime housing. And this, in the next 5 years, you won't see. So in the next 10 to 15 years, you will see a very big change. Because all these prime and plus housing, how much will they really earn back? That is a very, very big question that we are unable to answer today. But we know that may not be that much because still have to give back subsidies to the government, still have to fulfill a lot of different rulings. So the the government, Mr. Chi, is said this is also because in the government's heart, they know that when they change this new EC system, it's going to make EC sales drop. And it's going to make EC's price drop. Why? They hope that the price will drop because less developers will want to come and bid EC land. Because EC is harder to sell now. Okay, so this is like effect, you know. Now, that time somebody say it's not a snowball effect. He told me what effect is this? Anyway, it's like it will just move on, go on. Like, you know, it's like one affecting another. I know, I remember somebody comment about this. Okay, so anyway, this is going to affect the price and also affect the developer's interest in bidding for EC land. So this thing will happen from next week onwards. So next week or the week after, when you see the government release EC lands, please take note. You know, take note and see whether developer are they still bidding very high price. Because if you ask me, if I'm a developer today, I may not want to bid for EC land. Because if you tell me no deferred payment, you tell me you're going to make me 2 years have to sell 90% to first timer, then it means that I left with 3 years to sell to everybody. It's going to be tough. It's going to be very, very tough. If you know how the percentage of EC sales that come from deferred payment, you know the percentage of EC sales coming from those new citizens that have a HDB flat now, I can tell you that it's very, very tough. Okay? So this change of system is also because the government wants the EC price to drop or to get stuck. They don't want when I say EC price, I'm talking about the BUC EC, the brand new EC price. They want the brand new EC price to slow down. Okay? They don't want it to keep shooting up. Because as of now, it keeps shooting up. And according to their chart, right, in 2026, the brand new EC price for EC has already hit 1843. And this is thanks to who? Thanks to Revel. You know, thanks to the Tampines EC. The Tampines EC broke the record. 1843. Okay, this is by China News Asia. Then the next article below, they all right already. They say the Revel. I want to tell you, Revel Tampines launched March 21st and it already officially sold out a few days ago. Okay, I think it's a few weeks ago, not a few days ago. It's already officially sold out. 572 units all gone. Okay, since March 21st. Okay, and over here, they also got say, they say that on launch day, it sold over 92% at the average price of 1893 per square feet. Then what that one I don't want to talk about already lah. Okay, so the whatever below I don't want to talk about because I feel that it's not important. So I just want you to understand that this is a change of system. It's not just a cooling measure, it's not just increase this to 5 years, 10 years, it's not. It's like how they change the whole BTO system to add in Prime Plus, then come up with subsidies, clawback, come up with measures like, oh, you need to have an income ceiling in order, you need to be below the income ceiling in order to be able to buy the resale flat. So this is the same thing. They changed the whole EC system, you know, they took away deferred payment, they make everybody go for normal progressive payment, everybody pay the installment, and then they lock the first timer 90% to 2 years, okay? To make it so difficult that they hope that even the developers think it's difficult and they hope that the developers will stop bidding high price for EC so that EC price can stabilize. That is my conclusion. Okay, so if you watch until now, thank you very much. I hope that you understand because I don't want to just read out what is given here. I want you to understand the idea behind doing this and why the government do this. I'm very sure the government has a lot of other data that they don't want to review. Okay? But if you ask me, I already tell you every single thought process that they have gone through. This is just what I feel. Again, disclaimer. Okay? So hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode. It's not easy to make a video. I hope you appreciate my effort and thank you for the government for giving me chance to make a video. I got a video that I want to come out on, but because this come out first, so I release this video. The next video, I got a story to tell. So see you next time. Bye bye.